Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's Monday. It is the 9th of July, 2018. And what a week it's going to be for us here at SVK Crypto. To kick things off, tomorrow, we're going to be at the London FinTech Week. We're going to be there for Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday, Hugh, the co-founder of SVK Crypto, and Brian Mailer from Block One are going to be presenting together tomorrow at the London FinTech Week. So come down. Myself and Hugh are also going to be at the booth, the EOS booth. So if you're down, if you're at the London FinTech Week, make sure you come to the booth and say hello, because we want to meet you all. And on the Wednesday at 3:45 to 10 past 4, I'm going to be speaking on a panel alongside the CTO of R3, alongside one of the advisors for Ripple Labs, and a couple other influential figures in the blockchain and crypto space based here in London. So listen, come down. It's going to be a kick-ass event. If you're looking for discounts on tickets, please, please telegram me, man. I'll hook you up. I've got some good codes, and let's do this. Let's make it happen. I look forward to seeing everyone there. I know a lot of people are going to be coming down, actually more than I anticipated. So that's always great, man. And I'm jacked to be there. So let's make it happen. So let's get down to business. So over the weekend, it was very positive in the market. We saw a small uptrend. The current market cap for the crypto space is $274 billion. On Friday, it was around $245 billion. So a small increase there. Bitcoin is currently trading at $6,804. That's down 1% in the last 24 hours. We have Ethereum currently trading at $487. That's down 2.5%. EOS currently trading at $8.62. That's down 4.5%. And we have Cardano currently trading at 14 cents. That's down 3.5% as well for the day. So let's give a special shout out to Knowles. Knowles is currently trading at $2.79, and that's up 13% in the last 24 hours. So let's get on to the next part of the show. At SVK Crypto LDN, we're super passionate about adding value. And we've been trying to do that by giving information, by giving, by trying to better people's understanding of not only the space, but the technology within it. So on a daily basis, I get emailed a lot of different questions that people ask. And sadly, I don't have enough time to dig through every question and give my answer to the completest form that I would like. So what I'm trying to incorporate in the next couple of weeks is just covering certain topics that I hope that you guys find value in, and I hope that you guys kind of learn something from that. So to kick things off today, we're going to be talking about a particular subject that I've been emailed a lot about, and that is, what is an oracle? So this is something that I want to cover today, so I think it's very important that people understand this. So let's get down to business and jump in. So an oracle is basically an agent that is able to interact with the world outside of the blockchain. So it must be able to go off-chain and gather information that is relevant for a smart contract to be able to trigger or judge. So when and how out to run. So a smart contract that rely on data input from a user that can be subject to human error as well as tampering. So basically, by assigning this task to an application or a program, the data can be more reliable. And the smart contract will know when executed, or will know basically when it's been executed. So depending on the necessary data, the oracle may be either software or hardware. So that's very important. And to add on to that, or an application that takes advantage of both. Software or hardware. So a software oracle is a type of oracle that will run online, browsing through the internet to basically find the information it needs. Examples of this could be seen with data retrieval by Facebook, in the sense that they have so many users, billions for that matter, and those users have been actively participating in Facebook's platform for years. An oracle will be able to take useful data and monitor interesting social trends in large-scale population information. The utility for this example is not only limited, but it's easily described by the interesting and useful marketing data that companies can use by noticing and working with activity by the Facebook user base. A hardware oracle, in contrast, this oracle is directly gathering information from the physical world, either passively or actively. This could be by means of things such as scanners and sensors. Scanners take information actively and are ubiquitous in supermarkets and stores. They can also be seen in the retrieval of information in identification tools like licenses or passports. Sensors acquire information passively and are common in smartphones, cars, and houses. You'll probably find them in GPS devices, like sat-nav, gas detectors, light detectors, touch detectors, so on and so forth, anything that has a sensory action. The user will decide whether their smart contract requires the use of a software or hardware oracle. If it's the police on a motorway and they're looking to basically gather information on the average speed of traffic on a Friday after work on the M25, let's say, they'll probably need their own sensor to record the data. Therefore, the authorities would require a hardware oracle. On the other hand, if tech-savvy sports fans are checking the scores of several sports games simultaneously, they will likely be using a software oracle to tell them the results, and thus they can have their smart contract know where to send the winnings in an ideal situation. I think as well, like a good example would be, let's say a car manufacturer set up a smart contract for a buyer to acquire ownership by means of using the internet. If the example we also showed upon completion of the smart contract, let's say the manufacturer could send the purchasing party a passcode for a storage unit in which the car is stored. However, a practical application into the scenario may prove worrisome to both parties. Say the manufacturer didn't want to release a passcode, fearing the buyer might forget to write it down and lose it during a trip to the warehouse. Or possibly one of the parties is worried about the passcode being leaked to a potential hacker. Instead, the manufacturer may deem it necessary to simply open it for the purchaser remotely once the payment is confirmed, and maybe the purchaser is on site. In this case, the smart contract would need to employ the help of an outbound oracle. So let's kind of kick things off regarding outbound and inbound oracles. Let's start things off with an inbound oracle. As the name describes, it's an oracle that takes data from outside the blockchain and sends it into the blockchain for a smart contract to use. An outbound oracle, the oracle simply does the same thing as an inbound oracle, but in an opposite flow path. It sends information or commands from the smart contract out of the blockchain. I think that's super interesting. So the outbound oracle would take confirmation from the smart contract and send it to the warehouse. Let's say the storage unit would receive the confirmation, automatically open its lock for the buyer to retrieve their new car, perhaps using a scanner like a QR code or a sensor like a sat-nav or a GPS tracker embedded in the user's smartphone. Once again, this limits the possibility of human error along with risks in the security of information, while also simplifying the process by knocking off yet another step for humans to cause error within the process. I think that's probably one of the biggest risks is that it's a human aspect of things. I hope you guys found some value in that small kind of small background to what oracles are. I hope it kind of made sense to you guys, and you can try and understand a little bit of it. What I'd encourage you to do is definitely do some further digging on it. But I'd also like to say that oracles have a good and bad reputation. And one of the bad reputations that they have is they're very centralized. And with some individuals out there in the community, they're really against centralized points of control within blockchain technology, because it makes technology itself in a way centralized to a certain extent. So it's interesting, and I really encourage you guys to do some further reading on this. Everyone views very differently on centralization of certain aspects, because true decentralization is something very, very hard to do. I mean, Bitcoin, the miners of Bitcoin, I think, have control over 51% of all Bitcoins, meaning that they could potentially hard fork it, they could potentially They could do many different things to the network. They pretty much have control over that. So is that true decentralization? I think the argument is definitely there. And this is something that's definitely open in many discussions and many different meetups in the UK and around London in particular. So definitely do some further reading on this. I really recommend it to you guys. What I'm going to be doing is bringing someone on the show that I can interview, and we can ask some pretty challenging questions too, because I feel that would probably give you guys a little bit more value as well in regards to furthering your understanding on this particular subject, because it's definitely an important one when we look at the bigger picture, understanding fundamentally how this works and what your viewpoint on this is, because that's very important as well, not to just myself, but for our community. I think it's really important that we're all in the same knowledge of understanding, and then we can make decisions from there on where our actual views are, and that actually opens up some interesting debate. One of the best things I would recommend you guys to do is join our Telegram channel, which is SVK Space Crowd. We love debates, bring on some interesting conversations, let's discuss topics, let's as a community add value to each other by means of sharing information that you may have that someone else is looking to learn. I think that's the best way to progress as a whole. As I said, come down to London FinTech Week if anyone's based in the UK or London in particular. Come down. I'm going to be there tomorrow, which is Tuesday and Wednesday. So looking forward to meeting you all there. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Remember, as always, check us out on our socials. Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Hit us up on Telegram, SVK Space Crowd. Check us out. What other channels can you hit us up on? Man, you can hit me up on email, cstory@svkcrypto.com. You can hit me up on WeChat. I don't know my WeChat details on top of my head, but if you use WeChat, hit me up on email. I'll definitely connect with you on WeChat. If you follow us on Twitter, we're going to follow you back. So listen, it's all to win for. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. I wish you a magnificent Monday wherever you are in the world, or Tuesday for some of our US listeners who are a little bit delayed with the time. Other than that, listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a phenomenal day. Let's do this. Let's make it happen and have a phenomenal week. And we look forward to speaking to you tomorrow for a very special podcast from a very special place. Let's do it. That's a wrap.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.